This is the Sakar Muli of the 30th of April, 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father is teaching you in order to make you into the most elevated human beings. You are now changing from the most degraded humans into the most elevated ones. Deities are the most elevated humans. Question. What effort do you children make here that you won't make in the Golden Age? Answer. Here you make a great deal of effort to forget the consciousness of bodies and all bodily relations, to become soul conscious and renounce your bodies. In the Golden Age you leave your bodies without effort, just while sitting somewhere. At this time you are making effort and practicing, I am a soul. You have to renounce this old world and your old bodies and take new ones. In the Golden Age there is no need to practice this. Song. The resident of the faraway land has once again come into this foreign land. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children, understand that once again means after every cycle. This is known as the resident of the faraway land coming into this foreign land once again. This is only remembered of that one. He is the one whom everyone remembers. He is without an image. He has no image of his own. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are called deities. It is said God Shiva speaks. He resides in the supreme abode. He is never called to come into the land of happiness. He is only called to come into the land of sorrow. He only comes at the confluence age. You children know that the most elevated ones of the whole world reside in the Golden Age. There is no mediocre or degraded level there. Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan are the most elevated of all human beings. You would say that it is Sri Sri Shiv Baba who makes them like that. Only Shiv Baba should be called Sri Sri, but nowadays sannyasis etc. call themselves Sri Sri. The Father comes now and makes this world most elevated. The most elevated human beings of the whole world reside in the Golden Age. It is at this time that you understand the difference between those who are the most elevated and those who are the most degraded. Degraded human beings show their degradation. You now understand what you were like. You are once again becoming the most elevated residents of heaven. This is the confluence age. You have the guarantee that this old world will definitely become new. The old world definitely becomes new, and the new world becomes old. The new world is called the Golden Age, and the old world is called the Iron Age. The Father is true gold, the one who speaks the truth. He is called the truth. Everything he tells you is true. To say that God is omnipresent is false. The Father says, do not listen to that which is false. Hear no evil, see no evil. The question of a worldly education is a different matter. The happiness attained from that is only temporary. When souls take their next birth, they have to study again. That happiness is only temporary. This happiness lasts for 21 births and 21 generations. To live a full lifespan means one generation. There is never untimely death there. Look how there is untimely death here. Even on the path of this knowledge, they die. You are now conquering death. You know that that is the land of immortality and that this is the land of death. When they reach old age there, each one has a vision of the child he or she is going to become, and they leave their bodies. Old age comes to an end, and the body is renounced. It is good to receive a new body. They renounce their bodies in happiness whilst sitting somewhere. Here it takes effort to leave the body in that stage. It takes effort here, whereas it is common there. Here you have to forget everything, including the consciousness of your own bodies. You have to consider yourselves to be souls and renounce this old world. You are to receive a new body. When you souls were Satopradhan, you received beautiful bodies. Then, by sitting on the pyre of lust, you became Tamopradhan and ugly, and received ugly bodies. You changed from beautiful to ugly. The name of Krishna is Krishna. In that case, why is he called Shyam Sundar, the ugly and the beautiful one? Krishna's complexion is shown as dark blue in the pictures of him, but no one understands the significance of that. You now understand that when you were Satopradhan, you too were beautiful. You have now become Tamopradhan and ugly. Those Satopradhan ones are called the most elevated of all. Tamopradhan ones are called degraded. The Father is ever pure. He comes to make you beautiful. He is the traveller. He comes cycle after cycle. Otherwise, who would transform this old world into that new world? This world is now impure and dirty. No one else in the world knows these things. You now understand that the Father is teaching you how to become the most elevated of humans. You have become Brahmins and are to become deities once again. You are the Brahmins of the confluence age. No one in the world knows that this is the confluence age. It is written in the scriptures that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. Therefore, they believe that the Iron Age is still in its infancy. Your hearts now understand that you have come here to become the most elevated, to change from impure ones of the Iron Age into pure ones of the Golden Age, to change from humans into deities. In the Granth, Sikh scripture, it is written that God washes the dirty clothes. However, those who study the Granth don't understand the meaning of that. The Father comes at this time and cleans all the human beings of the world. You are now sitting in front of that Father. The Father sits here and explains to you children. No one else has this knowledge of the Creator or His creation. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. He is the Truth, the Living Being, and the Immortal One. He is beyond birth and rebirth. He is the ocean of peace, the ocean of happiness, and the ocean of purity. They invoked him to come and give them their inheritance. The Father is now giving you the inheritance for 21 births. This is an imperishable study, and the one who is teaching you is the Eternal Father. For half a cycle you attain the kingdom, and then the kingdom of Ravan begins. For half a cycle it is the kingdom of Rama, and for half the cycle it is the kingdom of Ravan. Only the Father is more loved than life, because he alone is the one who liberates you from sorrow and takes you into limitless happiness. You say with faith that that one is your Parlokic Father, whom you love more than life. That soul is called life, the sentient being. All human beings remember him because he is the Father who liberates everyone from sorrow for half a cycle and gives them happiness and peace. Therefore he is loved more than life. You understand that you remain constantly happy in the Golden Age. Everyone else returns to the abode of peace. Then, when the kingdom of Ravan begins, sorrow begins. This is a play about happiness and sorrow. People believe that there is happiness here one minute and sorrow the next, but you understand that heaven is distinct from hell. The Father, Rama, establishes heaven. Ravan establishes hell, and his effigy is burnt year after year. However, why do they burn him? What is he? They don't know anything. They incur so much expense in doing that. They sit and relate so many stories. They say that Goddess Sita, who was the wife of Rama, was abducted by Ravan. People believe that that really did happen. You now know everyone's occupation. This knowledge is in your intellects. No human being knows the history and geography of the whole world. Only the Father knows it. He cannot be called the creator of the world. The world exists anyway, but the Father comes and simply gives this knowledge of how the cycle turns. Lakshmi and Narayan used to rule their kingdom in Bharat. What happened then? Did the deities wage war on anyone? Not at all. After half a cycle, the kingdom of Ravan began, and the deities fell onto the path of sin. However, that doesn't mean that they were defeated in a war. Neither is it a question of an army, etc., nor do they win or lose their kingdom by battling. You stay in yoga, become pure, and establish your pure kingdom. You don't have anything in your hands. This is double non-violence. Firstly, you have the non-violence of purity. Secondly, you don't cause sorrow for anyone. The most severe violence of all is to use the sword of lust. That causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. Sorrow begins when Ravan's kingdom begins, and illness also begins. There are now so many illnesses, and this is why so many varieties of medicine have been invented. People have become diseased. You become free from disease for 21 births with the power of yoga. There will be no trace of sorrow or sickness there. You are studying for that. You children understand that God teaches you to make you into gods and goddesses. This study is very easy. he explains this knowledge of the whole cycle in half to three quarters of an hour. You know who takes 84 births. God is teaching you. He is incorporeal and his real name is Shiva. He is the benefactor of all and he grants salvation to all. He is the most elevated Father and he makes you into the most elevated human beings. The Father teaches you and makes you clever and says, "Go and teach others." Shiv Baba is the one who is teaching you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You have been adopted by him through Brahma. Where does Prajapita Brahma come from? People get confused about this. It is said that he was adopted at the end of the final one of many births. But who took many births? Lakshmi and Narayan are the ones who took the full 84 births. That is why it is said that Krishna is the ugly and beautiful one. I was beautiful, but then I lost 2 degrees of purity. The degrees continued to decrease until now when there are no degrees left. How do you change from Tamopradan to Satopradan once again? The Father says, "Remember me and you will become pure." You also know that this sacrificial fire is that of the knowledge of Rudra. Brahmins are needed for a sacrificial fire. You children are true Brahmins. You are the ones who relate the true Gita. This is why you also write that this is the true Gita Pathshala, study place of the Gita. In that Gita, they have changed the name of the one who spoke the Gita. Yes, those who claimed this inheritance in the previous cycle will come and claim it again. Ask your heart, will I be able to claim the full inheritance? When people leave their bodies, they go empty-handed. No one can take that perishable income with them. However, when you leave your bodies, you go with your hands full because you are accumulating an income for 21 births. All the wealth of human beings is going to turn to dust. Therefore, why not give it to Baba and transfer everything? Those who give very many donations become wealthy in their next birth because they transfer it. You now transfer everything to the new world for 21 births. You receive the return for 21 births. Everything they transfer is for a temporary period of one birth. You transfer everything for 21 births. The Father is the bestower. This is fixed in the drama. Everyone receives a return according to what they do. They give donations and perform charity indirectly, and they receive a return of that for a temporary period. This is direct. You now have to transfer everything to the new world. Look at this Brahma. He had so much courage. You say, everything is given by God. The Father says, now give everything back to me and I will give you the kingdom of the world. Baba gave everything instantly. He didn't even think about it. He gave Shiv Baba full power over everything. He just became intoxicated that he was to receive the kingdom of the world. He didn't think of his children, etc. God is the one who gives. Therefore, I am not responsible for anyone. Look at Father Brahma to see how he transferred everything for 21 births. Follow the Father. Prajapita Brahma did it. God is the bestower. That one inspired this one. You understand that you too have come to claim your kingdom from the Father. Day by day, time is getting shorter. Such calamities will come. Don't even ask. Business people hold their breath in their fists, afraid of death, in case the demons of death come. Some faint when they see the face of an officer. As time goes by, they will cause a great deal of distress. People won't be allowed to keep gold, etc. What will you have left? You won't even have money to buy anything. There won't be any banknotes, etc. The whole kingdom is to change. People will die in great sorrow at the end. After great sorrow, there will be happiness. This is called bloodshed without cause. Natural calamities will also take place. Before all of that happens, claim your full inheritance from the Father. By all means, walk and tour around, but simply continue to remember the Father, and you will become pure. Great calamities will come, and people will call out in distress. You children now have to practice having so much remembrance that at the end you will only remember Shiv Baba. You will stay in remembrance of Baba as you leave your body. No friends or relatives must be remembered. You have to practice this. Only remember the Father and become Narayan. You have to practice this a lot, or else there will be great repentance. If you remember anyone else, you fail. Those who pass are the ones who will be threaded in the rosary of victory. Each of you must ask yourself, how much do I remember the Father? If you have anything in your hands, you will remember that in the final moments. If you do not have anything in your hands, you will not remember anything. The Father says, I have nothing. This is not mine. Take this knowledge in exchange for that, and you will claim the inheritance for 21 births. Otherwise, you will lose the kingdom of heaven. You come here to claim the inheritance from the Father. You must definitely become pure. Otherwise, your karmic accounts will have to be settled with punishment, and you will not receive a status. By following Srimat, you will have Krishna in your lap. They say they want a husband like Krishna, or a child like Krishna. Some understand this very well, whereas others say wrong things. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Just as Brahma Baba transferred everything he had without a thought and gave Shiv Baba full power over it, so follow the Father in the same way and accumulate an income for 21 births. 2. Practice having remembrance so that you remember nothing but the Father at the end. Nothing belongs to us. Everything is Shiv Baba's. simply remember Alpha and Beta. By having this awareness, you will pass and become part of the Rosary of Victory. Blessing. May you pay full attention to your mind and experience the ascending stage as a world transformer. Now, in the final moments, you have to become an instrument for world transformation with your mind. Therefore, if you waste even one thought, you lose a lot. Do not consider any one thought to be something ordinary. At present, any upheaval of thoughts is considered to be a huge upheaval, because the time has now changed and the speed of effort has to change. Therefore, a full stop is needed for your thoughts. When you pay this much attention to your thoughts, you will then be able to become a world transformer with your ascending stage. Slogan: to experience yoga while performing actions means to be a karma yogi. Avyakt signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. You and Father, while experiencing your combined form, constantly experience the world benefactor form with your good wishes, elevated feelings, elevated words, elevated vision, and elevated actions. Then you will be able to find a solution to all problems in a second. Constantly remember one slogan: neither will I be a problem, nor will I fluctuate when I see any problem. I will remain an embodiment of solutions myself, and also give solutions to others. This awareness will make you an embodiment of solutions. Om Shanti.